Well, also this week, we've seen evidence that fairy wrens, who are a type of bird found in Australia, hungry chicks of fairy wrens need to give a password in order to get food from their mother. And it seems, according to research published in Current Biology, that they actually learn this password while they are still in the egg. Which is magnificent to think that
password.
It is a password, so it's a signature encoded in a special type of call that the mother does. It's called an incubation call. She only does it when she's on her own with her eggs. And in fact, we have a recording of a fairy wren incubation call, so you can hear the sorts of thing they're doing.
Sounds like a bird song, to be honest.
Yes, it does just sound like a bird song. But importantly, there are components within that that are unique to that mother. And it turns out that when the young are then hatched, they do their own begging calls for food. And there are some of those components in that incubation song that are also found in the begging song. And the reason why these birds do this is in order to protect themselves from cuckoos, because cuckoos lay eggs in their nests and then the female fairy wrens and the male ones will waste loads of resources bringing up a cuckoo. But the cuckoo's egg isn't in the nest for as long. And it seems that that means it gets less exposure to this initial call that they learn when in the egg. Therefore, it doesn't know the song. And it can't give the password, and the parents then will react differently to a nest that has a bird that doesn't know the password.
I'm surprised the cuckoo hasn't evolved, given that the birds have evolved to do this. Why hasn't the cuckoo?
Well, that is mainly because the cuckoos have actually evolved to be able to take advantage of whatever the nest they're born in. So the species of cuckoo doesn't necessarily lay its eggs in just that nest. So what cuckoos can do is learn the calls very quickly once they have been born, and they are evolved to be adaptable, but they're not evolved in order to pick up this song that early on. And it just gives the actual fairy wren chicks what they've called an advantage in the acoustical arms race that helps the fairy wrens protect themselves from cuckoldry.
What sort of scale of advantage did this research show, or would this research predict that the birds get from having done this behaviour?
Well, I don't think they really put numbers on it, but they could definitely show that a nest that couldn't give the password was more likely to be abandoned, was fed less often. And there were other behavioural adaptations, so if the passwords didn't quite match up, then the parents spent more time looking around and being observant around the nests. Other behavioural adaptations were that if they had seen a cuckoo, then they'd be a bit more careful in the first place to sort of get that password. So it's hard to say exactly what difference it does make, but in this sort of thing where it really does mean the difference between passing on your genes and waiting your life bringing up somebody else's offspring, every little helps.
Certainly does. They'll have to go to one of the major supermarkets. Strapline like that. Thank you, Ben.